Sell horses.
Yeah. Now you say sell horses.
Sell horses.
I never have said sell books.
And a wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
And bales of hay. That'd be bales.
Yeah.
And cotton and a mechanical pickle.
And now they were talking about let's see. Oh yeah.
Lumber, tobacco. They'd be curing tobacco. They're stringing tobacco.
Yeah, that's something this book doesn't know about.
Well, that's very important, Dan. He is
stringing tobacco. That's what he needs to know.
And that's a tobacco sled.
Now,
the mule brings in the sled of tobacco. Not here, but that's what the mule is for.
And do they still use mules or just tractors now?
It's mostly mechanized now. There are very few mules.
Isn't it a shame? They're so cute. I like mules.
No, but they always down you.
Oh, really? I didn't know they were. Oh, I thought they were really hard, you know.
They are hard, but when you need them, they die.
They're dead. And they have to eat, too. Oh, me. Well, let's see, those things up there. What
those are bullets or cartridges.
Yeah, that's what they want.
Shells is what my boys would call them.
Well, you know, I'm not a gun fancier, but it seems that my children seem to have that. You know, that's what Joe bought for Bob for Christmas, for Jimmy and Andy and himself to give Bob.
Mm-hmm.
A shotgun.
Shotgun is a
just tickled to death about that. Now, let's
see. One of those things a boy has.
I guess. Talk about that thing. All those things. We're supposed to talk about
sallows and barns and farms.
And what do you call the different types of fences? Did we go into the types of fences in here? Oh, yeah. Now, see that kind of, what kind of fence is
that's
that?
That's a barbed wire fence.
Yeah, that's what they want.
And a barbed wire fence is about the only kind we have here.
And
hedges. So.
Did you know there were different kinds of barbed wire? You probably did, but I didn't. I mean, barbed wire, there's something like 38 different kinds of barbed wire.
No,
you know,
I didn't know that.
Somebody has a hobby of collecting samples of barbed wire. It seems that it was made in different ways at different times. Yeah, that's I've been told. In fact, in the Antique Journal, they had an article about it. This is this man.
Barbed wire is now antique. I suppose it would be.
I guess so. Boy, that's amazing to me. Let's see that water wheel up there. What do you call that? What is that?
A mill wheel, and that's on a mill pond, and it's going to grind corn or grits at the grist mill.
Yeah, grist mill, yeah. Let's see now. There was one other thing that was funny about this that I forgot to. Oh, yeah, that's right. See, what is that? Uh-huh.
That's a mop.
Yeah, but now that top thing.
A squeegee.
I see, 33.9. That was something funny about that.
33.9?
Man, my nose.
That's cotton. He's 33.9 over here. It's cotton.
Yeah.
No, that's not. That's already been picked.
And that's a mechanical picker, too.
It is.
You know, we saw one of those things today sitting out in the field. Funniest looking thing. I didn't know what it was.
I guess they're just not getting around to picking cotton up.
Some of it hadn't been, the first picking looked like some of it hadn't been done. It was just completely washed.
It seems that it's been very late this year and it's not a good crop because
I didn't realize that.
But there's so few people planting cotton now that it doesn't make
much
difference.
I bet they're
going to
increase it, though, don't you?
I don't know. They say that they're planting other things now.
Well, then cotton will probably become more valuable.
Probably.
Now, I guess that's the point anyway. Oh, this, what, that up there, that's for sharpening. That, see, 33.19 over there. You know, sharpening implements. Oh, yeah, that's what they want, grindstone.
Sharpen knives on a grindstone.
Okay, I think. Oh, yeah, that pipe thing sticking out there.